One of the greatest signs of maturity in Peacefire ministry is knowing how to stay in role. A Peacefire coach minister offers Christian conflict navigation coaching. That means the minister listens, prays by permission, asks wise questions, uses scripture carefully, helps people discern their next faithful step, supports boundaries, prepares for repair where appropriate, and connects people with additional help when needed. But the Peacefire coach minister is not everything. The minister is not a licensed counselor unless separately licensed. The minister is not a lawyer. The minister is not an investigator. The minister is not emergency services. The minister is not a domestic violence intervention specialist. The minister is not a judge. The minister is not the Holy Spirit. Staying in role is not weakness. It is faithfulness. When a minister overreaches, harm can increase. A person may be pushed into an unsafe conversation. A legal issue may be mishandled. Abuse may be minimized. A mental health crisis may be treated as only a spiritual struggle. A church conflict may be privately managed when oversight is required. Peacefire ministry must be referral ready before the crisis comes. A trusted referral team is not an afterthought. It is part of the ministry practice. A Peacefire coach minister should know where to refer when a situation involves danger, abuse, coercion, threats, stalking, violence, suicidal intent, criminal behavior, child abuse, elder abuse, medical crisis, severe trauma, addiction crisis, legal danger, or serious relational harm beyond the minister's role. Referral does not mean abandonment. A beautiful referral phrase is, "I can continue to support you spiritually, and I also believe this situation deserves another kind of support." That phrase protects the person from feeling rejected. It also protects the ministry from pretending to offer what it cannot offer. Sometimes referral means emergency help. Sometimes it means pastoral leadership. Sometimes it means licensed counseling. Sometimes it means a domestic violence agency. Sometimes it means legal counsel. Sometimes it means medical care. Sometimes it means denominational or church oversight. Sometimes it means a trained mediator. Sometimes it means a mentor, support group, recovery group, or chaplaincy supervisor. The Peacefire coach minister does not need to have all the answers in the room, but the minister should have a prepared pathway. 2 Timothy 2 teaches the Lord's servant to avoid foolish quarrels and to correct opponents with gentleness. That passage gives us both restraint and courage. Restraint says, "I will not enter every fight." Courage says, "I will not ignore what needs help." Gentleness says, "I will not use force." Wisdom says, "I will know when others must be involved." Your Peacefire practice needs clear boundaries. What kinds of conversations will you offer? Will you meet with individuals, couples, groups, or ministry teams? What situations require referral? What situations require pastoral oversight? What situations require immediate safety action? What will you document? How will you communicate confidentiality limits? Who will you consult when you are unsure? These questions are not bureaucracy. They are care. Boundaries help people trust the ministry. Referral pathways help the minister stay humble. Oversight helps the practice remain accountable. The goal is not to become impressive. The goal is to become faithful. A Peacefire coach minister can say, "This is what I can offer. This is what I cannot offer. And here is how I can help you take the next faithful step." That kind of clarity brings peace. It helps the person receive care. It helps the minister stay grounded. And it honors Christ, who calls his servants to love with truth, humility, wisdom, and courage.